T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Confess your crush got so awkward when Greer confessed to Chase, her brother's best friend, that she had a crush on him. And Chase goes, dude, we're step cousins. Oh. Greer, you're my cousin. I can't date you. That would be too weird. So now we're debating the merits of that. Is kissing cousins, is that actually okay, especially if it's step cousins? I cannot believe how many people are on the phone right now to tell us that, yes, it is absolutely okay. 404-263-0941 here to the Jeff and Jen Show.
So percentage-wise, Jen, how many of our phone lines are lit up?
100%.
Claudia in Jonesboro, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hello.
Hello,
how are you?
Good.
Is kissing cousins okay, Claudia?
Okay, I agree with you, Jen, but my mom's stepdad is first cousin with my mom's husband, making him my stepdad.
Wait, one more time.
Whoa, that is so complicated. I can't even follow.
Okay, my stepdad, married to my mom for 15 years, is my mom's stepdad's first cousin.
I can't even follow that. I'm so confused. I need like a whole family trying to figure that out. Thank you, Claudia.
Tara in Covington. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good idea or bad idea?
Okay, so as I've been thinking about it waiting, I'm kind of having mixed emotions because I feel like if you're raised together, then for one, you should know it's your cousin and it's a little weird. But if you're older and you know, people get together, that's a little different. I think that it's not a big deal at all.
I see. So if you're raised together, then kissing cousins is weird. If you just meet as adult cousins, you're all good.
Exactly.
Mm. Then it's love.
Mm-mm, that still ain't right. That ain't right, y'all.
Jackie and Temple, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. So I can one-up this.
Uh-oh. Oh, bring it.
So my husband's aunt is engaged to her stepbrother.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, were they raised together?
Through high school. They met in high school.
Eek.
So,
and they lived together and all that during high school. And then,
Jen is
having some sort of seizure over there. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Did you hear what she just said?
Oh, that's our reaction, too.
Jackie's going to go to the wedding and be like, don't catch that bouquet. There's weird cooties on it.
There's always that one aunt, though, you know? There's always that aunt in the family.
Wow.
Tori in Powder Springs.
Hey.
So what's up with your boyfriend?
Okay, so my boyfriend and I, my dad married his dad's stepsister. And we are no longer, my dad and her got a divorce, and we have been together for 2.5 years.
So you guys used to be step cousins.
Yes.
Were you dating while you were step cousins?
No. He's 7 years older than me. He has been previously married. And we got together through Facebook, and we have been together ever since.
Wow. You know what this is going to force us to do on Monday on the show is the messed up family trees.
My messed up family tree.
Where we all sit here with notepads.
I'm going to need a diagram because I couldn't even follow Tori in Powder Springs. I'm like, wait, what?
Cassie.
Mind bending.
In Atlanta.
I am married to my step uncle.
Oh, wow.
So,
I love how much this is freaking Jen out.
So, my parents got a divorce when I was young. My mom married a man that was a good bit younger than her. They've been married for 25 years.
And you married his brother?
I married his brother. My mom and I are married to brothers.
You met your stepdad, and then you met his brother, and you were like, dang, he is so fine.
Well, not till so like 20 years later, but yeah.
You have an uncle husband.
You know, but what's even more weird is we've got an uncle grandpa.
What?
Because, my husband and I, we have children. We have two children. So is my stepdad their uncle? Or is he their grandpa?
Uncle grandpa.
All right.
Amazing. I love it so much.
Rest up this weekend because we're going to have to take a lot of phone calls on Monday. We're going to use a lot of brain power for the phone calls we take.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah. The Jeff and Jen show on Monday is going to be like Ancestry.com in Georgia.
Yeah. Like if Ancestry.com looked more like a kudzu tree than a family tree.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you were supposed to say Ancestry.com.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.